Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 a.m. Central Time. We're out here in the operations area, still looking at the latest information. We still have Hurricane Laura, even though we made landfall last night at 1 a.m. Central Time. Cameron, Louisiana, made landfall at 150 miles per hour. We still have 105 miles an hour, north at 15 miles an hour. You still see an eye. You look at the radar here, you can still see the eye of the storm over land. The eye actually passing over several different locations here, DeRidder, Louisiana, and getting up to Fort Polk, Louisiana. That's Fort Polk, that's DeRidder, and you can see the eye of the storm. Still some incredible winds around here. We're getting readings, wind gusts getting close to 100 miles an hour in some of these areas. So just a dangerous situation remains. And when you really look at the bigger picture, let's go ahead and take the time to zoom out here because it's important. So this is where we were when we were really close to the radar. But look what's happening big picture. As we continue to move this storm to the north, these rain bands have a tendency to run over the same areas repetitively over and over. And that's why you can start seeing these rainfall totals add up significantly and cause some flash flooding, cause street flooding. And it's just better not to be on the road. So you have those winds and the rain, still a dangerous situation. And we're going to look at the latest forecast. This is the latest that we have. You still have those tropical storm force winds extending out from the center. So you don't just concentrate, as we're showing on the radar, just on that center point. It's just still a very large storm. And as we move northward, still we're forecasting hurricane force winds, even as far as Shreveport and getting into Arkansas, still a tropical storm with time. So all that wind, all that rain, it's going to cause trees down, not just a coastal issue here, but well inland, you're going to have some of those problems as well. So we're going to go ahead and switch over and look at some of the details associated with the rain. Some places 6 to 8 inches of rain, and we talked about it yesterday. Wouldn't be surprised. Some places get 10 to 15 inches of rain, and that's a very dangerous situation associated with some of that flash flooding. And again, East Texas, portions of Louisiana, and even getting up into Arkansas, you can see some of those rainfall totals. So even if you're inland, realize you can still be at risk of some of this dangerous rainfall. The other part of it here is I wanted to switch over an updated look at the inundation map, because if you think about it, we were just talking about the center up in this region. So the winds switch around and blow out of the southwest. So what we have here is you start pushing that water in a different direction. So south of Lake Charles, some areas that got the storm surge last night, the water stays, prolonged amount of water because of those winds around the center keep the water in there. So that storm surge that came in overnight with that landfall stays there with the winds, and that's definitely a dangerous situation. So better to stay off the roads and stay safe with this situation, because it's not over yet, because the dangers actually continue. I do want to show just one of the water levels here. You can see the surge coming in. That's how high this is. This is Vermilion Bay near Sycamore Point, and you can see how the water level came up. And even today, you're still in major flood stage. Major flood is 9 foot. We're sitting here at 10.82 foot, so still dangerous situation. So that's the latest information on Hurricane Laura from the National Hurricane Center.